Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX, 2 minutes past 4 p.m. Hopefully you're enjoying the Halloween portion of this week. Tomorrow we're going to ramp it up, and then on Thursday, Halloween proper, we're really going to spike the ball on you. There's going to be some really great shows coming up. And Andrew, can you pop there? I know that there's a place, a portal, where if people are really into the Halloween show, they can go consume all the video and all the stuff. Do you know where that is?
I believe it's KMOX.com/...
Halloween.
You're just
Halloween.
Making stuff up,
yeah,
aren't
no,
you?
No, it's just slash Halloween.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. We have Ray Hartman in the green room. We have Mike Kehoe lined up. He'll be with us at 4:30. Dave Murray, thank you very much for moving for Halloween.
Oh,
we
sure.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Say hi to Ray for me, too.
Yeah, you just did. He's in there listening.
There you go.
I think Halloween may be the most forecasted day of the year. Like people are really, really into it.
I don't know. Christmas is right up there, too.
Yeah, White Christmas. Yeah.
And Flag Day. Flag Day is up there.
Flag Day.
Yeah, that's the day that we can decide if we like a baseball team or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the Claiborne rule.
Yeah, the Claiborne
that's
rule.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. See?
So are we breaking a record today, Dave?
Not yet, but we're going to be close. Yeah, 86 is the record, and we're flirting around that right now. But so far, not yet.
It's pretty pleasant. I mean, with the big breeze and the low humidity, it feels pretty good.
There is a big breeze. It's a even though it's coming up from the south, it's a very dry air mass. And we have had some reports of people smelling smoke. There are some wildfires and brush fires down in the Mark Twain National Forest. So that's coming up in the southerly flow. Even though it's really windy, some of that smoke is making it to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Walk us through the forecast.
All right. Another warm one tomorrow. Windy, warm, almost just like today. 84 for the high. The record tomorrow is 90. Then we have a cold front on the way. Wednesday evening is dry. No problems at all. Showers. Couple of thunder showers developing primarily after midnight. So expect some thunder and lightning around. Still mild, 64. Thursday for Halloween, morning showers, couple of thunder showers, then turning partly sunny, still windy. Temperatures in the 60s on Thursday, but falling into the 50s by late in the day. Trick-or-treat time, clear skies, all is dry, 49-50 at trick-or-treat time. Kind of cold overnight, though, with clear skies and 42. Friday, sunny, cool, 62. I think we have another batch of showers coming in here Saturday night, Sunday, and possibly lasting into Monday. There are big signs that the overall atmosphere is ready to pick up the pace, which is normal this time of year as we get into November. So we could be headed to a bit of a wet, active weather pattern for about a week or so as we get into November.
Okay, very good. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, I think we all could have seen this coming, but Yelp has disabled the comments on the McDonald's that hosted former President Trump after an influx of one-star reviews.
Mm.
It's sad stuff like this happens. Like, anytime there's a situation going on at, like, a Burger King or something, people will just flood the reviews and bomb it. So people were giving them a ton of one-star reviews. Yelp paused commenting after about 145 reviews were posted in one day, saying it set off its unusual activity alert. Yelp said reviews must be based on a genuine firsthand experience with the business. When we see the activity dramatically decrease or stop, our moderators will clean up the page so reviews describing only firsthand consumer experiences are reflected.
Good.
A con man steals nearly 50,000 pounds of cheese from a major French retailer. He made off with 22 metric tons of award-winning cheddar worth 300,000 British pounds. That's about 390,000 U.S. dollars. A con artist was posing as a wholesale distributor. Came in and took all the cheese, and now this company is out of cheese.
You do not want to go to prison as the guy who stole cheese.
No.
You need a tougher rep than that.
You got like a black market for cheese?
I'm sure they're
selling it. You cutting
it
up into little packs and selling it on the street corner?
Detectives at Scotland Yard and international authorities are searching for the culprits. So they are at large as of this moment.
Reminds me when I was a kid, my dad, union guy, hard hat Joe, used to resent it that food insecure people would get free government cheese. And so one day he went and stood in line and got the government cheese. And that was a big mistake because he got addicted to it. It's like the highest quality cheese that
apparently
they make.
Apparently it's good, yeah.
Really good.
Do you know that it's stored in a mountain here in Missouri?
No. Seriously?
There's a, yes. There's a giant vault in a mountain in Missouri where cheese is stored. Yes.
We've talked about this. I've tried to get us into the vault, and they don't let people in. It's not that far
from
here.
You can't get into the cheese vault?
It's only about like 50 minutes from here, but it's in a mountain.
It's in the Ozarks.
Wow.
And the caves are hundreds of feet underground and kept at a constant temperature of 36 degrees.
It's that like, would be so cool.
It's like under a mountain, like X-Files or something.
Yeah, like NORAD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like, it's exactly like that, except it's cheese.
Cheese rad.
Speaking of McDonald's and cheese and things like that, McDonald's Quarter Pounder is back on the menu. The beef patties have been ruled out as the source of the chain's E. coli outbreak, so you can get back to ordering your Quarter Pounder.
Trish Gazelle will be happy.
I ordered a Quarter Pounder the day before that story broke, so I was a little nervous, but I seem to be fine.
Do we have any trouble here in St. Louis?
I don't think so, but I know Missouri was one of the states that was affected by the outbreak. This election is really stressing everyone out. This is per the American Psychological Association's Stress in America report for 2024. 77% of adults surveyed say the future of the United States is a significant source of stress for them, and the numbers are pretty equal between Democrats, Republicans, and independents. So,
amen.
At least it's not, I mean, if you're feeling stressed, at least it's not just you.
Dave, you feeling it out there?
You know, yes, very much so. You know, it's like every time you turn the TV on, it's like minutes and minutes of political ads. It kind of drives you crazy. I have found I voted early and I felt a lot of the pressure just lifted off of me because I voted. You know what? I'm done. Now, I'm very concerned about where we're headed on Election Day.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get many answers on Election Day. And, you know, I have to live with that. But there is an amazing amount of pressure lifted off of you if you vote. Do it and get it done with.
And don't you feel like every day that we don't know the winner is a problem? It's just going to snowball.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
What did it take? 3 days? Last election, I think it was a Saturday that we found out that Biden won.
I don't remember at all.
I'm pretty sure I was not working at the time.
I just remember Trump giving his famous speech where he said, "We should have won. You know what? In fact, we did win." And I was watching that live.
Mm.
So
yeah, it was a Saturday for sure. I remember watching Biden's acceptance speech at like a friend of mine's house.
So Instagram lowers the quality of less popular videos on their platform. Could this app get any more shallow? The head of the Meta-owned social media platform said on Sunday, "We are biased to higher quality for creators who drive more views." He says Instagram reduces the quality of videos that have not been watched for a long time because most views occur soon after one is posted. The quality will be improved if the video gets more popular.
Explain.
So our reel yesterday, for instance, if no one was liking or commenting on it, it would be hosted in a less, like, a lower quality picture.
It would look worse.
Yeah, it would look worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones with a ton of views get the high pixelated quality.
Gosh.
So it does make, I think.
It makes sense. It just sounds bad.
Right? It sounds horrible. But it makes a measure of sense that they would want, because it's about server space. It's about how many videos are being uploaded every second to Instagram. It does make some measure of sense that they have to prioritize, they have to prioritize the ones that
are popular.
Well, the ones that are making people money, though.
Well, hey, Chubby, why don't you go sit over there? We're going
to
play some kickball.
High school again.
Yeah.
Well, if 500 million people are watching this one video and then 1,000 people are watching this other video. I mean, it does serve more people to, you know.
I mean, again, it makes sense. It just sounds bad when your whole thing is like making people feel horrible about the way they look. And then it's like, oh, we will only put it up in a great quality if you're already popular. It's like, oh, my goodness, I can't win over here. All right, last story. This is, you can file this under, I can't believe they weren't already doing that. But U.S. airlines are now required to refund you for a canceled flight automatically.
Yes, so, that is in that file.
I guess in the past you had to explicitly ask for a refund if your flight was canceled. Now the Department of Transportation says the final federal rule requiring that the airlines give out these refunds went into effect on Monday.
Can we just make this the rule for everything?
All right.
No more, you get store credit, or give me my money back.
Yep. I had a DoorDash experience the other day that was very frustrating because the young lady who was bringing me my malt or whatever it was, bringing me a taco in a taxi cab, and she got a flat tire. Mm. And she was only about a mile from the house. And she, I tell the poor thing was freaking out. She's like, I got a flat tire. I don't know how to change it. And I'm like, oh, that's terrible. Can I cancel my order? And they wouldn't let me cancel it for like 40 minutes because, and I was texting with someone from the company, like on the app. And I said, your person has a flat tire. They're not going to make it. And they said, you still have to wait the 40 minutes. So, I had to wait to cancel it and then order something else.
I had to, sometimes I'll order, I'm banned from DoorDash, obviously. So Grubhub, I'll order Grubhub, but there's not very many drivers in Alton for Grubhub. So I will order something on like a Sunday night, and then I know what happens. If I don't get it, if it doesn't get immediately taken by somebody, it just means no one's out driving. So I try to cancel it, but they do the, like, they won't let you cancel it.
They've already started working on your order.
And it takes like a couple days until they will let you just be like, look, clearly this food's not coming. Can I just cancel it? I don't want any kind of special whatever. I just want to cancel.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. We're down to the short hairs, as my dad would say. We have friend of the show, Ray Hartman, in now. Always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me on.
So we're just talking about different things you have going on. What would you say, being out there campaigning and you're meeting voters and you're shaking hands, when people don't support you, what seems to be the knock on you? Is it your past that you really were sort of hung with unfairly? You know, like you being named the radical of the year kind of stuff?
Well, we did that to ourselves.
Right.
No, you know, I don't get that much that's negative. Of course, people are not always going to tell you your face. I will say the most exciting thing that I didn't know was going to happen is early voting. It is extraordinary, and it's almost all in St. Louis County. In our district, we have Warren County and Franklin and St. Charles, but there's not much early voting going on there because, like St. Charles County, for example, there's 400,000 people and two places to vote. Yeah. And so, and I mean, you know, that's where I happen to live. But no, to your point, I actually don't have much negatives. A lot of people are very the partisanship is baked in for everybody. Mm-hmm. And every so often I'll get, you know, negative contact. I will say they're really outweighed, at least in my case, by the number of people. I've been going to the early voting polls. I was at one of them for 6 hours yesterday, mm-hmm. and almost that long today. And people, I've been really honored by the number of people that have watched Donnybrook over the 37 years
powerful
I was
show.
On. What's that?
It's a powerful show.
Yeah, and I hear it's gotten a lot better since I left, but I hope people still watch it. And but I am. No, people have been very nice about that. And that's something I hadn't expected, where there would be these long lines. I talked to, based on the county numbers at the place I was out in Chesterfield or West County, I actually either greeted at least 1,300 voters yesterday.
Wow.
And that's something new. And I'll be out there at early voting places all through the end. And that to me, I think more than 20% of the registered voters in St. Louis County have already voted. Think about that. Over 20%. We're a week from the election, and they're in the clubhouse. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, matter, but I'm saying it's that we've never had that before. And I think that's going to be a, when people say, why are you optimistic? I know what those folks are saying, and I know how many of them are open to change. And I've been treated so well at those. And I'm pretty excited about that. And
big turnout for Amendment 3 that could help you as well.
Yeah, I think so. Certainly in the county, I'm nervous about Amendment 3 statewide. I mean, there's a pretty, you know, it's gonna be a tougher battle than a lot of people thought. And I hope, I happen to be for it, so I hope people in my district and throughout St. Louis turn out. But I think we have, again, we've done polling on it, and just from being out, I think it will carry the second district, which I'm in, pretty well. And one of my tasks is to convince people, although I'm not going to talk donors, I'm done with that little portion. We got what we could. And, you know, I knew going in that's part of the deal, but it's not necessarily the most fun part of running for office.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that people need to understand the difference between District 2 and the state of Missouri. They're two different things. Ours is still a district dominated by St. Louis County. And I think we're going to surprise some people next Tuesday, but we'll have to. Doesn't matter what I think.
It must be frustrating. I give Ann trouble here in the show. I don't know her well. I'm sure she's a solid person and a solid politician, but I have resented the way that she lacks communication with the state of Missouri. That bothers me.
Well, and I will say you're not alone. I would, in the 7 months I've been campaigning, that has come up more than any issue. You know, people know me for my issues and ideology and stuff. I really like to think that what I've learned over these years in Donnybrook is how to cut across the aisle and be bipartisan. Because there's five of us, we really have had, we have seriously, I got to put it in past tense now.
Yeah.
Really arguing sincerely and disagreeing, but never being personal, never calling it, hurling insults. And really, we're family at Donnybrook at the end of the day. And that's what I'd like to bring to Congress. And but the other thing you mentioned is kind of what I call ghost in the district. I didn't add on that. And it's what I hear more than any issues. I definitely hear, and it's interesting with the news media because I can't think of the last time Ann Wagner's done a spontaneous news conference. I'm not saying she's never done one, but I don't remember the last time that she said, everybody come in and ask any questions you want. Now, she might come on your show. You know, this is the big one, but some other ones. But she does, and she'll pick and choose. But have you? I don't remember the last time she did it. Now, I've tried to make that point to the news media, and I have at least one station tell me they'd love to have me on, but she's not available. They can't get her. So, in effect, they're saying, well, you know, I'm saying, let me get this straight. I want to make the point on your station that, and I'm not going to say the station's not important. I would like to just make a simple point that if I'm elected, when I'm elected, so to say, I will hold the news availability pretty much every time I come back to the district. And we'll see who wants to show up. I wouldn't call it a news conference, but certainly a news availability. If we're talking about immigration in the House, I'll be there. You can ask about it if you don't, you know. And I, you may know I'm a ham. I won't. You didn't have to drag me down here to be on a microphone at KMOX. First one I was on, by the way, was in St. Louis, was 76.
How about that?
Or 77, I'm sorry, with the late, great Jack Carney.
Yeah.
Had me on for 4 hours.
Wow.
Down here at the mighty KMOX and the Voice of St. Louis. And so I've been doing this a little time.
Sure have.
And I like, yeah, so that's a big difference. But because Ann Wagner, in this one case, isn't willing to be interviewed, they don't want to do, they want to both sides everything.
Reverse equal time.
So they don't want to have you. And you know what? Life goes on. It's not that big a deal. And I'm not running anybody's radio or TV station.
Well, I think you're going to surprise people. I really do.
We'll see.
We'll be watching for you on election night. Stay safe on the trail. Continued success and good luck on
Tuesday.
I
really appreciate you taking me seriously, all of you guys. And thank you so much for having me on.
Very welcome, Ray. Welcome back, guys. You're listening to the DGS on KMOX. So we have had all the political candidates on several times. One of my favorite is Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. He's been very good to me and my family. I'm not an endorser kind of guy, but I will say that Mike is a solid individual. And if you're going to cast your vote for Mike, I think you're using it well. He joins us now. Lieutenant Governor, good to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you for those kind words. It means...
So let me ask you, just right out of the chute, you have had a really unique experience the last few weeks and months traveling the state of Missouri, big towns, small towns. What have you learned about the state or the people of Missouri that you didn't know prior?
Well, you know, we are a great group of people around the state that have hard work ethics, good Christian common sense, conservative folks. And what I've learned is that Missourians are pretty resilient. You know, they don't need government telling them every day what to do. They pretty much understand how to get by in life, how to succeed. And they want government staying out of their way. But they want an atmosphere where they can, you know, raise their family, get their kids educated, receive health care, the things that are important to all Missourians, no matter if they live in urban or rural Missouri, really is what's on people's minds. And I'll tell you, we have met some of the coolest people I've ever thought I'd meet, and I never would have done that without this journey. So my wife and I are very appreciative of the diverse group of people we've met all across the state.
Mike, how are you feeling about the contest? I know that you look at polling, but I know that polling's not the end-all, be-all. How are you feeling about your chances?
Well, we're working very hard. You know, I think Missouri is going to be a good conservative state come next Tuesday. We don't take anything for granted, so we just have our foot on the gas pedal and keep going forward. I'm optimistic about where we get to. Not only the statewide quest candidates, you have in the St. Louis area, you have all of your House seats, some Senate mm-hmm. seats, and then you have the back of the ballot with a lot of amendments on there. So it's a very busy ballot, and we're seeing a lot of early voting turnout so far. I think that's probably good for us, and we're gonna work hard all the way to Tuesday.
Lieutenant Governor, one of the things, as you probably have surmised, I'm an independent. For the last 20 years, I voted almost exclusively Republican, but I feel like on the higher, the national, the federal, the top of the ticket has sort of left me behind a little bit. And I figured out that I am much more of an institutionalist than I've ever thought. I'm conservative in that way. I like the strong institutions. I'm a little worried about the MAGA approach. I'm not worried about Missouri. I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about Lucas Coons or people like that. But can you talk a little bit about what that means to you as far as just keeping it between the guardrails?
Well, I think the thing that we have to do in Missouri is, no matter what part of the state you go to, Missourians don't ask if you're a Democrat or Republican. They say, are you getting anything done? And so my goal is to govern. Again, I want to keep government out of your life. That doesn't mean that we'll be in your life everywhere. But in areas where the government can help and play a role, education, public safety, infrastructure, those are the areas we need to make sure we're doing the right thing on, so we can build our economy, so businesses here can expand and businesses can move here, creating jobs and opportunities for Missourians. And that's what the general population is kind of sick about. They're tired of the infighting. They're tired of people just not getting along and not doing anything productive. So I tell folks all the time that, you know, screaming is easy, but governing is hard. And I'm going to try to use the talents that God gave me to bring people together and actually govern.
And let's talk about that a little bit. You've told your story on the air, but maybe take 60 seconds and sort of sum it up again and link those two things, that your background and your specific skill set and how those will serve you as governor.
Well, sure. I'm from North City, St. Louis, Walnut Park and Baden area. And my father left when I was a year old, and at a very young age, a lifelong friend of my family, my mother, was a guy named Dave Sinclair, familiar to many of your listeners, I'm sure. Mr. Sinclair gave me a break at 15 to sweep floors and wash cars, and an entry-level job in the dealership. Was able to work my way up through that business with the help of him and many others, eventually acquiring a manufacturing business in Lynn, Missouri, that's still a very good manufacturing, ambulance manufacturing company in Lynn, Missouri, Ford dealership in Jefferson City. 40 years ago, bought my first set of cattle. So I went from a very urban environment with very humble beginnings to building several different businesses, creating many jobs along the way with the help of a lot of people. And that's kind of the diverse background I want to use to try to bring to Jefferson City to say, this is a great state. I've lived the American dream. It's really my goal to make sure we have an environment where other Missourians can live that same dream.
So, Mike, when people go in next Tuesday and they're looking at the ballot and they see Mike Kehoe, they see Crystal Quaid, I will compliment both of you. I've met both of you. I like both of you. I appreciate that in your ads and in your public speaking, you pretty much kept it to the policy, and I really appreciate that. I think most Missourians do. What are the differences between you and Crystal when it comes right down to it?
Well, sure. She's a good person who came up very tough in her own right with her family in a very humble beginning. I've gone on to be a job creator, have been able to build several different businesses. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a first-generation farmer, so agriculture is our number one industry here in the state. And then I think our endorsements really sell what the difference is between the two of us the most. You know, 27 statewide organizations, including every law enforcement organization, Association of Firefighters, a lot of public safety organizations, all of the ag groups have endorsed us. Many small business groups have endorsed us. So we've been able to gather together quite the group of supporters that think that my way of governing, my relationship style, my background from coming from humble beginnings into owning our own businesses and creating jobs is the right solution for Missouri.
Well, Mike, I've been impressed with you. You've treated us very well. You're a good man. I think you'll make a good governor. Stay safe out on the trail these last few days.
I sure appreciate your time, and it's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!